Okay, today's daf is daf chav gimel. So we got to the very top line, and I think yesterday David had been mechavin to the next couple questions of the Gemara. The Gemara was talking about which of the achoschas, which achoscha would be excluded from these arayos, and the Gemara had suggested that if it's a product of a shivcha or vedesh chachavim, that child would not be considered achoscha in this particular scenario. And he had asked, wait a sec, what about arayos as well? Those are also mamzerim. So the Gemara asks on the top of Chav Gimel Manalv here, ve'ema prate lechai ve'ilav, and maybe this should have excluded a child, the product of a chai ve'ilavin. And the Gemara says, amar papa, chai ve'ilavin tafse be'kedusha. No, at least there, this kedushin is chal, as opposed to by a shivcha, and vedesh chachavim, kedushin isn't chal. So therefore, dechsev kisiyana li'ishtein. When a man has two wives, one he loves, one he hates, are the people HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves and hates more? No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves everybody. So what does it mean Ahuva and Snua? Ella means Ahuva, Ahuva ben Nisuea, Snua, Snua ben Nisuea. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates them and loves them, he loves everybody, but he hates their actions, he hates the marriage they did. In other words, that even though this individual married someone who he should be marrying, he violated a law. In the end of the day, the Kedushin is Chal, and since the Kedushin is Chal, so the children are considered sisters, so that cannot have been excluded. So then the Gemara asks the next question, which is really more in point with what David asked. The aim of prat lechai v'krisis. Maybe it's referring to a child who's a product of a relationship between chai v'krisis, whereby there is no kedushin, and the child would be a mamzer. So amar Rava, amar Kra, irvasa choscha basa vicha, o vasi mecha, moledes bias o moledes chutz. What does that mean, moledes bias or moledes chutz? So, whether or not we tell the father that the relationship, he could stay in that relationship, stay in the house, it's a good nesuin, and the child is considered, that daughter is a sister of yours, or he has to divorce her, you can't, or not even divorce her, kick her out, because he can't stay married, there's no marriage here, and yet still, it still refers to as your sister. So even where there's chai v'krisos, in other words, there's no marriage, we say hotze, we say chutz, in the end of the day, that child is considered a choscha. So that's why even a product of chai v'krisos is considered a choscha. Asks the Gemara, well, Ema, maybe we should say the title of this pasuk is, bein she'omer lo avicha kaim, whether we tell the father to stay in this relationship, bein she'omer lo avicha hotze, whether we say to go out, v'amrachman achoschi, and that she's still your sister, even though the father is not married to her, maybe that's referring to the rabbos achosa mishivcha v'ovedes chachavim. Maybe it's coming to include the child of a shivcha and ovedes chachavim. In other words, the two pasuk, one pasuk exclude and one pasuk include. So this pasuk that include, so why are we saying it includes a daughter of chai v'krisos? Maybe it should refer to a daughter of a shivcha or ovedes chachavim. So Amar Kral, the pasuk says we can't include a achosa from a shivcha or ovedes chachavim, because bas eishes avicha, we say in the pasuk from yesterday's daf, only a daughter where there can be ishus with your father. In other words, mi sheyesh lo ishus lavicha prat lachoso b'shivcha v'ovedes kachavim. Well, obviously the question, well, wait a second, there's no ishus either by chai v'krisos for that matter. So Gemara says no. One has to be included, one must be excluded. So ma ra'isa, why do we see to include the child, the daughter of a chai v'krisos as your sister, and we exclude a daughter from a shivcha or a v'edes kochavim? For the following reason, mistavra makes more sense. The chai v'krisos, havalei l'rabos, we should include the daughter of chai v'krisos as a sister. Why? Shekein tafsu be'kedushin la'alma. Although this person can't marry his own daughter, his own sister, but she has a nesuin to other Jews in the world. So therefore we're going to include her, that daughter will be considered a sister. Gemara says, what do you mean? Adar Abba, shivcha v'ovedes chachavim havalei l'rabos. We should rather include a daughter of a shivcha or ovedes chachavim, because di megaira, the dinami tafsi b'kedushin. Because if this lady were to convert, the shivcha were to convert, she'd be permitted not only to other Jews, but even to me. So she's actually more connected to me than my own, one of the arayos would be connected to me. And we should include the daughter of such a relationship. The Gemara says, no, because l'chi megaira, if she were to convert, Gufa Acharina Hu'ihi. We consider her a completely separate person, a brand new person, Kekatan Shenol Adami, and therefore we can't anticipate that this Shifcha might convert and be permitted to me, because when she does convert, if she converts, she's considered a completely different Guf and no connection to the previous history that she had, and therefore the child, the daughter of a Shifcha or Ovedes Chachavim would not be considered Achoscha, as opposed to a child of Chai V'krisos would be considered Achoscha. So Gemara now says, Rabbanan, That whole discussion was only according to who was that? Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda was it? Only according to him was this. Did we have a source to exclude it? But how do Rabbanan know to exclude this pasuk? Are these actually children? Minalahu nafkalahu mehaish viladeha tieladona, that the children of a shivcha and the ovedes chachavim go to the master, which tell us they don't go to their own mother, they're owned by the master, so therefore they're excluded from this discussion. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, he says, no, we need two pasukim. This pasuk is to teach me one, and the pasuk from yesterday's daf is to teach me the other one. You need a separate pasuk for both shivcha and ovedes chachavim. Chad b'shivcha, the chad b'ovedes chachavim. The tzricha, you need both of them, because you cannot have learned one from the other. Why? Because the diash me'ina neshivcha, how we taught the case of shivcha, mishum de'ein l'chayis, there's no yichas to a shivcha, so therefore that would be excluded. Aval ovedes chachavim disleichayis, eim alo. But ovedes chachavim does have a yichas. If you just look at Rashi before you go right to Rashi, writes around 8 and 9 lines down, Shivcha ein lo chayis, ein lo yachas, dichsev im hachamor, it's am hadomer lo chamor, there's no yichas, we view them as a behema, so there's no yichas, like animals have no yichas. However, ovedes chachavim, misyacheses al shem aviyah, but a non-Jew who does have yichas, she goes based on her father, based on the psukim lachim that the Rashi goes on to bring. So, although there's no yichas by a shivcha, then that's why that child's not considered a sister, but there's yichas by ovedes chachavim, maybe that child would be considered your sister. Kamashon ema lo, and therefore we tell us that she too, the bas ovedes chachavim, is also not a sister. Viashmin and ovedes chachavim, mishim de lo shaykh b'mitzvah. The non-Jew is in shaykh b'mitzvah. They're very limited in which types of mitzvahs they have to do. Only shaykh b'mitzvah b'nenach. And that's why their daughter should not be considered the sister. Aval shivcha, the shaykh b'mitzvah, now we know a shivcha, is chayv in all mitzvahs that regular Jewish women are chayv in, based on the gezer shavah la, a shivcha is owned by a non-Jew, by a Jew rather, is also chayv in all those mitzvahs of women. So they have more shaykhs, thus aim alone. Maybe that child should be considered a sister. Shaykh, that's why you have to specify by a pasuk for the child of ovedes chachavim and a child of the shivcha. So the Gemara then says, Rabbanan, Ashkechan shivcha. So Rabbanan above, how did they know that a child of a shivcha was excluded? Because we said, Me'aisha v'yaldeh itiyat ladonah. That's only by a shivcha. But what about stam ovedes chachavim, a non-Jew, a shivcha, but ovedes chachavim inalu, how do they know that a non-Jewish daughter is not considered a sister if they share the same father, a Jewish father, minalahu? If you want to tell me, oh, once we know by a shivcha that her daughter is not a sister, so to apply it to ovedes chachavim? No, because honey mitzvah tricha. We just said above, you can't learn the two from each other because there's a certain difference that although a shivcha has no yichas, ovedes chachavim does have yichas, and maybe the child of ovedes chachavim should be considered a sister. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimba Yechai, Amar Krab. Because the pasuk tells us, Ki Yasir es Bincha Me'acharai, that the pasuk referring to a product of a non-Jewish relationship, a person's daughter marries a non-Jew, or a person's son marries a non-Jew. So the pasuk says, Ki Yasir es Bincha Me'acharai, that it's going to remove your child from Yiddishkeit. What does that mean? Bincha Mi'Yisraelis Kar Bincha. A person's child, if as long as the mother is Jewish, and even though the father's not Jewish, so in other words, if so-and-so's daughter marries a non-Jew, that grandchild would be considered your son still. It's a grandson because it went through your daughter, it has Jewish yichas. But since she's married to a non-Jew, he's going to take the child away to Avodah Zarah. But Gemara's Medaik only if it's a bincha mi-Yisraelis kai bincha. Be'ein bincha haba mina ovedes chachavim kai bincha. But if one son marries a non-Jewish woman, that grandchild's not called the son because the mother is non-Jewish in that case. So el bina is considered the child of the non-Jew and not called your child. So you see from here that a child from ovedes chachavim is not called a child, not called a daughter, not called a sister, and that's how we know she's excluded. So Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Shema Amina, we can learn from here, Ben Bintcha, the son of one's daughter, Habab Mina Ovei Chacham, even though the father might be non-Jewish, is Kar Bincha. That's what we could conclude. So Gemara says, now that's the case, Lema, Kesavar, let's suggest that Ravina, Ovei Chachavim, Ve'eved, Haba Abbas Yisrael, Havlad Kasher. So is this to suggest that Ravina says, if again, Reuven's daughter marries a non-Jew, that grandchild is Jewish. So that means he's a full-fledged Jew. He's a full-fledged Jew. You have Vlad Kasher. Is that the conclusion we're going to make here? That such a child is Jewish and Kasher? Gemara says no. Nihi demamzer lohavi. Granted, a product of a Jewish mother and a non-Jewish father is not a mamzer. But kasher nami lohavi, he's also not considered completely kasher either. He's a Jewish, but somewhere in the middle. What does that mean? Yisrael pasul mipri. He's Jewish, but he's called a Yisrael pasul. What Yisrael pasul means? The Ritva writes that he's pasul to marry into the kuna. But still, there's he's Jewish and just a pasul Yisrael pasul. So Gemara says, wait a second. Hi b'shivas umos ksiv. This pasuk that ki yaseh bincha is referring to the Shiva umos, only the seven nations. It's not referring to all non-Jews. All we do is have a proof that if someone were to marry a daughter, were to marry a non-Jew from these seven nations, that product would be Yisrael. But how do you know by the other non-Jewish nations of the world? So Gemara says, ki yaseh l'rabos kamasir. Because the pasuk says ki yaseh, that's coming to include all other masim as well. If it didn't say the word kiyasir, fine. But what's kiyasir? Not only Shiva's umos, but even the other nations that are master us to do the Zara, they too are included in this pasuk, and therefore all products of a Jewish mother and a non-Jewish father, the child will be considered Jewish. So Gemara then says, but if it's, again, if the mother is not Jewish, then the child will not be considered Jewish, and that's the whole proof. Gemara says, Hanicha, this all makes sense, only the Rebbe Shimon, the Darsh time of the Krupp. So what's going on? So, according to Bishimon, we know, of course, the reason why a person cannot marry a Jew, a non-Jew rather, is because they're going to master us from the following Torah and doing avodah zarah. So the pasuk ki yasir es bincha me'acharai is actually superfluous. We know the reason is obvious. Bishimon darshens reasons all the time, so you don't have to tell me ki yasir. That we know. So the fact that it says ki yasir, that's an extra phrase, and for Rabbi Shimon, that comes to include what does it come to include? Other nations of the world. However, Ella, according to the Rabbanan, who don't darshan time of the Krah, so the word kiyasir was necessary, because had we not had that, I wouldn't have understood the reasoning. So then, minalu, there's no extra pasuk for Rabbanan to include the other nations of the world. So Gemara says, you're right, einachanami. Man tana de palaga leather by Yosef Yehuda. Who is the one who argues? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? It's Rabbi Shimon. In other words, the Shitas Chacham that we've been darshing the past couple of days, that's Rabbi Shimon. And you're right, only in the world of Rabbi Shimon who darshens time of the Kura, and therefore the word kiyas is extra to include other nations in the world. That's the Amalek here. But according to the other opinions, a Chacham who argued Rabbi Shimon, Eina Chanami, this whole discussion would not work out the way we just explained. Okay, so that was somewhat easy. Now we turn the page to this very difficult Mishnah. We have to walk through the Mishnah line by line, almost word by word. A lot of Rashi's. It's not hard, it's involved. So that's the Mishnah Chav Gimel Amud Beis. And the Mishnah says, Misha kidesh achas mishte achayos. A person who marries one of two sisters, veino yodea eiz mem kidesh. He doesn't know which one he married. He's married to one of two sisters. So what does he do? What's the Eitzah here? No saying get lazu, but get lazu. He gives a get to each one. Fun. So Jirashi explains here that Eino Yodea Ezim and Kiddush. We're going to do Rashi's at almost every Rashi on the Mishnah. Also, Rishem, he's also to marry both of them. Why? He married just one of them because the Cholchad V'Chad Ikom Emer Zu Achas Isha, because one of them may be not his wife but might be the sister of his wife, which is of course Aser. So he can't marry either one of them, and he has to give a get to both of them just to be safe. One is a good get, one is just a fake get, but we don't know which is which. That's the first case. So then the Mishnah says, Mace, if he dies before divorcing them, her, both of them, I guess. Below echad, and he has one brother, so now that brother can't marry or do a yibum to either one of them because that one might not be his sister, it might be the sister of his sister-in-law. In other words, it's going to be the achos zkukasa. So therefore, if he has one brother, below echad ach echad cholich l'shem, he must do chalitza to both of them. Just look at Rashi just to make sure this is all clear. Cholich l'shem, d'lo yada ezi yivamta. He doesn't know who his real true sister-in-law is. Umichatz chada, he does chalitza to one. And the Yivuma Chada, he could do Yivum to the other one, that in theory he can do that. Michatz Chada, Yivuma Chada Lo, but he can't do Yivum to the other one, rather. The Achos Chalutzasa, Asur Lo, Midirban Mechaya. So if one's a Chalutza, then the other might be the sister of a Chalutza, that too is Asur Midirban, so he can't do Chalutza to both. The Yivuma Bereshin Amri Lo, now to do Yivum first, maybe that should be allowed. The Dilma lozu hi yivamtu. Maybe this is not his yivama. And if the kapaga ba'achos skukasa, the avyakisha, because maybe this is the sister of the sister-in-law. If there's yivam to the sister and the sister-in-law, that's being ba'paga ba'achos skukasa. And since the kukasa is considered Asian ish, it's in essence marrying the sister of the of one's wife. Fine. Okay? Hopefully we're clear. Next stage. Hayulo shnaim. Let's say the brother, again, marries one of two sisters, doesn't know which one, and he dies. But in this case, he has two brothers. Hayu l'shnayim. So in this scenario, the Mishnah says, Echad chalit v'yachad miyabim. One could do chalitza and one could do yibum. So Rashi explains the first narrow line down. Hayu lo shnayim echad chalit tchila lachas. One does chalitza first. Vasheni imrotu liyabim l'shnei miyabim. He's allowed to. He doesn't have to, but if he chooses to do yibum, he's allowed to do yibum to the other one. Why? The imzu yivam to shaper. If this is truly the right sister-in-law, so it makes sense. It's allowed. The imachosi. But if it's only the sister of the sister-in-law, lo kapoga b'achos zkuka. So that's not considered being ba on the sister of the zkuka because the chalitza afke relizika. Because the first brother already ended that relationship with the first sister. So when he did chalitza to, let's call her, let's use terms, let's call A and B. A is the first sister. So if Reuven does chalitza to A, and if that's really a true yivama, she's now released. And now the other sister is completely free. So the other brother can marry the other sister. That's why Yibam would be allowed. So then the next case is as follows. And the Mishnah says, Kidmu v'kansu ein motzim yadam. Let's say they went ahead and they didn't consult with Bezdin, says Rashi, and they ended up marrying them. We're not motzi them. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, ein motzim yadam. The chol chad v'chad, each one, amar, under shafin nesivi. Each one thinks they're marrying the right sister. They're doing Yibam with the right sister. V'nami havi ipcha. If it were to be the opposite, in other words, Sharishon Libum Kanas Achos Kukasa. Let's say Reuven picked the wrong one. Reuven married first. He did Ibum. If he did to the right girl, the Yivama, great. And then Shimon can marry the sister. But let's say Reuven was Pogea in the sister of Kukasa, the wrong one. So right now he's currently the Issa because he married the sister of the Kukasa. So even though that were to happen, so says Rashi further, that Hahu Shaita Badai Havi Issa. That was an Issa, certainly, when he did the wrong thing. He married the sister of the Yivama. But umishiba achiv, when the other brother, v'yavam hashniya, but end up doing yibam to the right sister, even though it was afterwards, listen to this, says Rashi, shivamta, the second brother did the right yibam, paga zika meidach limafreya. That undoes the zika from the other one. So although when Reuven initially married only the achos kukaso, and that was aser, when Shimon marries the kukaso, the yivama, that undoes the sister zukuka, and Reuven limafreya is actually still allowed to stay married to that sister. Okay, next slide. I told you it's a bit confused, very confusing.
If we call Yesh Zika, how strong was that
Issa? So that machlok is whether that's an Issa Midrabban and Derais, I believe. But it's strong, but not strong enough. We don't view
that's
this as a rayos. Exactly.
Strong enough to destroy the kingdom.
Exactly. I think it's at worst, it's a lav. It's chai v'lavin. So that's why it's chal. So then the Mishnah says, Shnayim shekidshu shtei achayos. Now you have two who married two sisters. V'ein yodeh eizah kiddush. You don't know who married who. So what do you do? So now these are two people who are not brothers, though. They're just two independent men. Each brother has to give, of the deceased, the brother of Reuven and the brother of Shimon, have to give two gets to both these sisters, right?
Who were the guys who married them?
The guys who... Oh, you're right. They didn't die yet, right. He didn't die yet.
Two unrelated guys,
right, two
sisters.
So they have to give two gets, right. So say they give both, because they didn't die yet. The next case is, Mesu, if they die then... Each one, Reuven and Shimon both died, but they each have a brother now. So they both have to do chalitza to each because you don't know who the right who the wife was. Now, if you have if Reuven has one brother after Reuven dies, and Shimon has two brothers after he dies, now hayachid chalitza shem, the one brother has to do chalitza to both them. That was the case, like before. Vashnaim, the two brothers of Shimon, however, echad chalitza. One could do chalitza and one could yibam. This is the same as far like we saw early in the Mishnah, that once one does chalitza, he undoes the possible zukukaso, and the other brother could do yibam because that's either the sister or that was the rightful one in the beginning. Hopefully you're following what I'm saying here. So then, says Gemara further, kinmu, v'kinsu, ein motzim yadam. If they both get married, we don't end that relationship. They could continue to stay married if that would happen to the evet. So then the Mishnah says, lezeh shnayim, if each one has two brothers, let each brother, one brother Reuven, and then one brother of Shimon, first do chalitza, and then afterwards it paves the way of the ach of the other brother Reuven, and the other brother of Shimon, so the Reuven should do yibam of the chalitza of Shimon, chalitza of Shimon, and Shimon's brother should do chalitza of the chalitza of Reuven. So look at Rashi just to walk through that a bit clear. Rashi writes, Achav Shazer, Miyabim Chalutasa Shazer, Mimanav Shach. Imzu Yivamto Shaper Nosif. If this was really the brother Reuven is doing Yibam to the Chalutza of Shimon, if that was the right wife of Reuven, so that's great. That was Yibam. Because the brother, or the other brother Reuven, only the Chalitza to the other sister. If this was not the Yivama of Reuven, so she just stopped because she's released because the fact that the other brother Reuven did Chalitza to the other sister, that releases this sister. Hopefully, again, it's unclear. I don't understand. I hope I'm making it clear enough for you. It's not the sister of the Zuka, because the other brother Reuven already did Chalitza Tachosa. So that releases this sister so that the other brother Reuven may marry her. Fine. Now, says the Mishnah at the end, Kidmu Shnaim V'chaltzu Lo Yivamu HaShnaim, as if the two go ahead and do Chalitza, so then they should not do Yibam. We'll see what that means in a second in Rashi. Ela Echad Chalitza Echad Miyabim. So look at Rashi. Kidmu Shnaim, last two narrow lines of Rashi. Kidmu Shnaim Achin Shel Echad. If two brothers are Reuven, first case we had one brother Reuven, one brother Shimon de Chalitza. Now we're saying both brothers of Reuven did Chalitza V'chaltzu L'Shem. They did Chalitza to both of the sisters. Mishum de lo yadu, ezu yivamta. We weren't sure which ones are the yivama, so you were playing it safe in the chalitza to both of them. So then, lo yivamnu ashnaim ha'achim ha'cherim, ze'etzeh, ve'ze'etzeh. The other two brothers should not do yibam. Why? The kama, the nasiv, ikal meimer zuhi, achos kukasa. Because the first one can do yibam, because maybe this is really the sister of his kukasa. Because these are the Shimon's brothers now. First, what should happen is the first brother of Shimon should do chalitza to one, tchila lachas. And the other brother of Shimon, the second brother of Shimon, could do yibum to the other one. Why? If yivamto, if this is the yivam of Shimon, shapir, it's good. Vimlav, if it's not yivamto of Shimon, he achos kukaso, it's the sister of the yivama of Shimon, lopaga. That's not a concern. Shari chalitz echal the yivamto, because the first brother of Shimon already did chalitza. And therefore, it's okay. Now, the final line of the Mishnah. If they go ahead and get married anyways, these other two brothers of Shimon go ahead and get married to the both chalutzas. That we also say it's fine. Why? Look at Rashi, three wide lines down. The last two brothers, the two brothers of Shimon, the kantu end up getting married after the two brothers of Reuven. This chalitza, they don't come to consult with Bezdin. Ain motim yadam, we don't make them get divorced, could appease us. Shane kan elasafik, iser achosukuka, benusun harishom. There's only a suffik about this case, who's the right sister, who's the wrong sister. Declamber, there's room to say, kama de nasiv yivam tohi, the one who did the first marriage married the yivam of Shimon, the shaper nasiv, ubasa, the second brother of Shimon, nami shaper nasiv nacha, because now that released the other sister so that the second brother of Shimon may marry her. Vinami have ipcha, even if it were to be the opposite. That first Reuven was Paga in Achos Kukaso, the Kama Paga b'Achos Kukaso, Kevin Shabasheni, once the second brother of Shimon ends up marrying the correct Yivama, that's Paga Zikasa Me'ayach, like we said before, the Mafreya, and releases the first brother of Shimon. He can stay married, even though it was initially Achos Kukaso. Now she's no longer Achos Kukaso, she is simply a Nachmas. Okay, so totally very confusing. That might require a few times to go over. The rest of the Gemara is pretty straightforward now. Okay. Says the Gemara. Shema mina, Kedushin, Shein, Masurin, Labia, have a Kedushin. Because right now the Gemara assumes that they didn't know which one was they're married to, which one they did Kedushin. So therefore, even though it's not Masur Labia, because since they don't know if it's the right, who the right one is, the right sisters, they're both usher to this man. And yet we still say the Kedushin's Chal. The Kedushin's Chal, even though there was a Suffolk. So Gemara, look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Shema mina, Kedushin, Shein, Masurin, Labia. Shane sof and love only debia. This will never lead to bia because they don't know who the right wife is. The kasagadai, the havamina here is, the masnisim, bishlo hukru, bishas kedushin. When the kedushin was performed, the man didn't know who was the girl he was marrying. He wasn't sure which sister. The havayadda mehemenayo. So what's the case? It says Rashi, kigon damar, hare achas mikem mikudeshishli. One of you are married to me. Vasu shem shliach lakaba kedushin, and they both made a shliach. The kedushin elu ain't tovali bia. This will never lead to bia. The kochad kaima le besavik achodisha. We don't know who we actually married to because it was very ambiguous. And yet the kedushin was chal. So we see that kedushin does not need to be mesur lebia. So says the gemara. No, not true. Hacha b'mayaskinana kishehukru will have sof nisarvu. No, initially when kedushin was performed, he knew which girl he was marrying. but they were twin sisters or whatever, afterwards there was a confusion. But Bishas Kedushin, there was a complete awareness, and we do require Kedushin and Mesurin Labiyah, but this Mishnah is talking about after Kedushin was already Chal, then there's a Safek that happened, and that was the whole snare of the Mishnah. Dekanami, it's very precise though. So Dekatani, it says in the Mishnah, Veinu Yodeh, he doesn't know now, Lokatani Einu Yadua. Yadua means he never knew, that would imply that he didn't know even Bishas Kedushin. Ein yodeh means now he doesn't know, currently doesn't know, but before he did know, so therefore it was actually Kedushin, Misrun Labiyah, Shema Amina. So my...
We don't accept the eidus of the girl, but we do, in this case.
Who, if she testifies that she was the one who married?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that would be the case, if she were to know. If one knew, then that seemed that would be a good Kedushin. It's right. A situation where they both don't know, I guess. Or the Shliach wasn't sure. Yeah. So then the Gemara said...
This whole concept of Mesurin Labiyah. The Mishnah says, Isha Niknis B'Shlosha Drachim. So why is this even a...
No, there are three ways to perform the Kedushin, but you have to have the ultimate result of being...
It says,
the Pasuk says, the Baal also, it says, I don't know the whole Pasuk, but it refers to that. That's a part of the relationship. It's the Gemara is talking about, I don't know, it seems, I think, obvious point. Yeah, I think so. So then the Gemara says... That my kamashlam, what's a chiddush here? The seifa, it's like this is all to lead to the seifa here. I mean, the chiddush, the mishnah just tell me that you need a kedushin and mesurin labiyah. That seems to be a very obvious point. So what's a chiddush here? The chiddush is the seifa, leading to the seifa, which means meis velo echad lo ach echad. If he dies with one brother, cholitz l'shem, that brother does chalitza to both. Har yushnaim echad cholitz ve'echad miyavim. So the gemara is saying dafka michlatz v'hadam yivume. If the two brothers only once one does chalitza first, do we now, does that pave the way for the second brother to perform Yibum? Ava Yivuma Beresh, if the first brother were to perform Yibum, lo, that's not allowed, why not? The Kapaga Ba'achas Zukukaso, so this whole Mishnah was to teach us that chiddush, that's why we needed this case here. So then the Gemara quotes the next line of the Mishnah, Shnaim, Shikidshu Shtei Achayos. You have two brothers who married two sisters, and he wasn't sure which ones, so two people who married two sisters, Shema Mina, Kedushin, Shein Mesurin Labiyah. Same question. Have a Kedushin. Must be that if a Kedushin is not going to ultimately result in Biyah, that still is a good Kedushin because they didn't know who they married and still Kedushin was Chal. Answer the Gemara, like we saw above. No. Hachanami, Kishahukru, Vesof Nisarvu. No. Where they knew Bishas Kedushin who they're marrying, but then they somehow got confused afterwards. And Dekanami, there's also precise in the Mishnah, the Katani, Vein Yodea, as opposed to Lo Katani, Vein Yodua, Shema Mina. We already know this concept. It must be the Seifa. It's the Seifa. It was leading to the following case that Mesu, if they died, both the men die. That next case of Mishnah was a Chiddush. That's not a Chiddush. That's obvious. Hainu Reisha. The same rules that apply in the Seifa, although the Seifa is a little bit more sophisticated, more complex, but the underlying principle is the same exact as the Reisha, just different scenarios. So what's being learned extra in the Seifa? Where it says, you're right. So Mal the Seifa, what would you have thought? Ligzor Trey Atuchad. Maybe she goes there in a case of two brothers. Don't allow any Yibam by two brothers, lest you might allow Yibam even by one brother. Kamash on that, no. We know there are different cases. When there's one brother, only Chalitza is allowed. When there's two brothers, you could do Chalitza, and then the other brother could do Yibam. That's the Chiddush. And the Dafka, Michlatz, Behadar, Mivume, only if the Chalitza is done by the first brother, does that allow the second brother to do Yibam, about Yivuma, Beresh, but to do Yibam first, lo, the Kapaga, Yivama, Lushuk, that's a problem of Yivama, Lushuk. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Lezeshaim, Lezeshaim. The last case in the Mishnah, each brother, each one had two brothers. So, Hasu Lomeli, Hainuach. The same exact end. There's a last case in the Mishnah, but those are all the same principles we already learned in the previous parts. What's being learned? We're not going to talk about every possible case here. We're trying to learn principles here. So, what principles being learned from the last part of the Mishnah? So, Gemara says, Mao, the same amount. What would I have thought? Ligzer, Dilma, Miyabim, below Chalitza. We're concerned that maybe you shouldn't do Yibim even after Chalitza, lest a person might do Yibam before Chalitza. Kamash on that, no, we allow them to do this as long as Chalitza takes place before the Yibam. Okay, so various halachas, all very similar, learned from this very sophisticated mission. Now let's finish off with this question that we ask the following Shaila. Last two lines of Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Maishna. How come this case is different? We have this case of different brothers and sisters, and we said in the Mishnah that you could do Chalitza and then Yibam. But here we have another Mishnah, Maishna Mehodetzan. The Mishnah tells us this is in the Mishnah Daf Yudches. We saw this already. It's that Arba Achim, they have four brothers. And the Shnaim, two of them, Mehen Nisun Shnei Achayos. Two brothers married two sisters. umesu, and they die. Hanesun es hachayos, the two brothers who are married to sisters die. Hare elu chaltos v'lo mishamos. So in that case, we say chalitza. You can't do yibum because each of the sisters are zakok to each other, so that would not be allowed. Look at Rashi. Rashi writes here, ma'ish nomeha, around six lines up, the v'lo mishamos. The Katani Seifa, Im Kinmu Vikansu, Yotsu, the end of that mission that we just brought in, if they go ahead, the two brothers marry the two sisters, we actually make them a good divorce. They can stay married. As opposed to here in our Mishnah, Hacha Katani, Ein Motsi Miyadon, meaning even though we say first do Chalitza and then Yibum, if both brothers were to do Yibum, to marry, we say, okay, let them stay married. How come this Mishnah we say let them stay married, but the Mishnah of the other Mishnah say, no, we don't let them stay married if two brothers marry two sisters? What's the difference? So the Gemara said, Hachi Asher, let's understand this for a second. We'll finish with this. Says the Gemara, Daf Chavdal now, Hasim over there, Ilman Damar Yezika, Yezika, because if you're going to hold this real Zika, so that means there's an Achos Kukaso, there's a problem that each brother is marrying the Achos Kukaso, so that's a problem. And Ilman Damar Aslavatel Mitzvah Yivamam, Aslavatel Mitzvah Yivamam, or the reason why we don't allow Yivam, we require Chalita, because you might be Mavatel the Mitzvah Yivam. In other words, if Reuven performs Yivam first to one sister, and then Shimon dies, Reuven can't do Chalitza to the other sister, where you lose out on the Mitzvah Yivam. So you say, Reuven do Chalitza to the first one. And if Shimon dies, Reuven can also do Chalitza to the other sister. So in order to avoid losing that opportunity, that's all true by the Mishnah of the that we brought in from elsewhere, where two brothers marry two sisters. But that's all where there's a Vaday Zika, Vaday marriage. But here, Hacha, Kochad v'chad emer didaka mishamile. But here in this case is a different situation. This whole case is a case of a suffik. This case is a, let's look at Rashi. It's a suffik. Look how Rashi says this. I think Rashi speaks this out. Rashi writes on top of Chavdalin, Ilaman damar taima mishum de os levata mrs. Yivamam, im yabam haichada. If one does Yivam, duma mais idach, the other one might die. Kodim shiavim. And the other one is released because she's the sister of now Reuven's wife. That Reuven can't do chalitza also to the other sister, and she loses out on the mitzvah of miyivam v'chalitza. The kevin shenasa sha'achas, once was usher for one moment, it's usher forever. Let's skip a couple lines down in Rashi. You have a hacha here. Zu shenasa mishim achos zukuka lav yivama. Haisa, this one here, where she's also because she's the sister of Zakuka and not the Yivama. V'chi paka iser achos kuka v'chalitza achosa. Now your paka in the iser of the sister of Zakuka with the chalitza of the sister. Hareze muteres v'omedes lav eishes achave. It's not considered the wife of the brother anymore. Helkach misveka l'mafkinale de'emer kochad v'chad didi asramile. Because it's a case of a safek, each one, maybe that's the right one, maybe that's a wrong one, because this is a safek, but the evidence, if they were to get married, we let them stay married. As opposed to the other case, it wasn't a safek, we vade, they revived that married two brothers to two sisters, and therefore, if they end up staying married, that's a violation of achos kukas. And we'll just do the last few lines finished before the Mishnah. The Gemara then says, four lines down, chav dalad v'kidim v'kentu ein motzin, satana shilav afil shem kohanim. Even if they're two Kohanim, we let them stay married as well. Now, that's a bit difficult now. Why would that be a problem? Because the case was where they did Chalitza first, and then they married the Chalutza, so why would we let them stay married? My time, Chalutza Dirbanim. The Safik Chalutza lo gazi b'rabanim. So since Chalutza for Kohen is only Dirbanim, a Kohen can't marry Grusha Midiraisa. Chalutza was added Midirbanim. So since we don't know if that woman was really Chalutza or not a Chalutza, if the Kohanim went ahead and got married, but David, we let them stay married, because since it's a Safek and a Derbanan, Safek Derbanan Lakula. Ask the Gemara, is that really Tshuva Chalutza is only Derbanan? Tan in the Bible says, Grusha, in the other Grusha, Chalutza. How do I know a Kohen can't even marry Chalutza? Tam Lomar, V'isha. The Gemara says, it's Derbanan, and this Drush is simply a Kra, Esmachta, Abama. Okay, we'll stop here, and everyone have a wonderful day. That was a bit challenging, but... You really have to be in that Mishnah, deep in that Mishnah.